Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Life, we know, has its ups and downs, achievement and adversity, delight and despair. It is in those times of trouble, not when Mother Mary comes to me, that we find people in our lives that support us, that show up with a shoulder and a quiet voice, that allow us to feel a little less alone, a little less weak. Some people use the phrase, they were my rock or my harbor in the tempest. But before that, Uncle Will would coin the phrase, Tower of Strength. Not as popular as it once was in the United States in the 1950s and 60s, where actually Burt Bacharach and Bob Hillard penned a song with that title. It has remained in common usage in the UK and its various colonies.
For the last 2 years, is because of the support she's provided me. You know, she's a real tower of strength.
It was, however, recently heard in reference to the relationship between George and Barbara Bush on PBS.
She was an enormous watchdog for him, and she was an enormous tower of strength. She never flinched, she never blinked, and she always supported him to the fullest. It was a remarkable partnership that they had.
But this endearing phrase came into Uncle William's mind when he was putting plume to parchment sometime between 1592 and 1594, spinning the tale of his malevolent, misshapen, and all-around nasty piece of work, King Richard III. This phrase was not used, as we now do, as a positive, almost gratifying description of someone helping us through a difficult time. It was uttered almost as a quip of defiance on the eve of battle. The story thus far. We begin at the end of the bloody War of the Roses between the Lancasters and the victorious House of York with the crowning of King Edward III. However, the king's younger brother Richard, the Duke of Gloucester, has other ideas. As the king's health fails, Richard seizes his opportunity to attain the crown. Following the king's death, Richard imprisons his brother, the Duke of Clarence, and arranges his murder. Richard is made Lord Protector of England and uses his power to put Edward's young heirs in the Tower and also arranges the murder of the children. I told you he was a nasty piece of work. England falls into turmoil, with growing fears over Richard's excesses, with the Earl of Richmond, who is from the House of Lancaster, incidentally, raising an army in France to usurp the usurper, Richard. This follows more bloodshed to secure his hold on the throne and ends on Bosworth Field, where the night before the battle, Richard is visited by the ghosts of all the people he has murdered. In Act 5, Scene 3, Richard awakes, defiant, and sets out to address his troops.
Who hath descried the number of the traitors?
6,000 or 7,000 is their utmost power.
Why, our battalia trebles that account. Besides, the king's name is a tower of strength, which they upon the adverse faction want. Up with the tent!
Uncle Will may have found inspiration for this phrase on Sunday mornings, in Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The irony is the concept of righteousness. Richard is not. But what about his troops? Is it not righteous to follow the command of your king, who, in Elizabethan thinking, was a position ordained by God? Well, in any case, whether a tower is an actual tower or a metaphorical one, it's always good to keep in mind that it is only as strong as its foundation. Murder, deception, and deceit make for very unstable ground indeed.
If I were a tower of strength, I'd walk away, I'd look in your eyes, and here's what I'd say, I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you.
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.